Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Michael again, ma'am.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, I was just having a chat with one of our website developers.
Okay.
So yes, I'm looking at your both website. One is Nasika Garden and the other one is your personal one, right?
Well, not really personal, but I guess the official
The
page
official,
where I have
the
my,
informative,
yeah.
informative website, yeah.
Yeah.
Which you basically introduce yourself and the work that you do along with the book pages, right?
That's right, exactly. All the books will be on this page.
Yes, and the second one is for the Nafika Garden, in which all the products that you work on is there. So my question, like, you're
Yes.
not selling anything on this website, right?
No, because I sell in stores. I don't sell directly to customers, to consumers. I don't have an online store. The only thing online that's going to be is my course and the
Yeah,
books when they come out.
because I'm looking at,
Yeah.
like, for going to the product line for your product-based website. We can see recipes there, right? How to make them, and nutrition value and the ingredient that you use. So you do not sell anything online. You do that through, you can say, stores, superstores, right?
Yeah, because I'm in a lot of chains and stuff, so I don't have
My
to
question
deal
to
with
you,
consumers.
ma'am. Yeah, because I was speaking to the developer. So first question he asked, like, are you willing to sell products online?
I keep on thinking about it. It would mean that I would have to it would be
Manage
it'd just be a nightmare
the website.
logistically,
Yeah,
I'd
it will
have
be a hassle. Like, you have to
It would be
manage
a big
the
hassle,
orders.
and the thing is, it's more for companies that aren't selling to big stores, and they have no choice but to send directly to consumers.
Yeah.
Me, because I have distributors in different countries and states, I can just deal with the distributors and not have to deal
You
with
have the store
each
locator,
consumer one
correct?
by one.
I looked into it. And you have mentioned all the stores that you have your products on.
Yeah, I have a store locator so you can see where they are. And I still have to update it. There's a lot of stores missing there, but I try to update it once in a while. But I'm just waiting for some
Both are good
a bunch of
websites,
stores in New
ma'am,
York.
and yeah, they are good and they are based on the same theme. So my question, the second question is that you said that you want to have both the website in one.
Well, I don't know if it's a good idea. I've done it 10 times over and over. Like I would have them together and then I would split them apart and then I would merge them together. I did it a couple of times because I wasn't sure what would be the best. Like ideally, if everything is together, then all the traffic's going to
Ideally,
one
yes,
site. That's
it is, because I was speaking to him, so he mentioned that having two websites brings more cost to it, right? Like, he gave me options, like, what you can do. The first option is that you can have, like, redirect links, like, going to the, like, if anybody comes on your website, if they want to know about the product base, we can add a section. If they click on it, it takes you to the website, right? The other one.
Yeah, that's what I
Or,
have right now.
yeah. The second option is that we can integrate both the website into one, create a new section on your header, and if anybody clicks on it, it actually have all the same information that you already have on your product-based website.
My problem is the reason why I didn't have everything always on the whole time on one website is because nefsika.com, I tried to get that website, that domain, a few years ago, and the price goes up and up and up, and now I think it's at $35,000. So it's not worth it for me. Like I have nefsika.ca because it's Canada. Like I got that 20 years ago. I was gonna get .com back then, but I didn't have a reason to because I didn't actually have a business yet, and it was $1,000 at the time. And now I wish I had gotten it because now it's $35,000.
You already
But
have your website by your full name, ma'am.
nefsikaantipos.com. But if people are looking for Nefsika's garden, is it going to be a problem that they're going to like? Basically, what I did
As
is I
per the
have it
index, like, let
directing.
me give you this info. Like, if I search for your name onto Google, the first thing that appears is your personal website.
Oh,
You
yeah?
cannot locate your second one, and that is the Fika Garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. But if you look up Nefsika's Garden, which most people look up, okay, Most people know Nefsika's Garden, I think. Well, not most people, but people in certain markets that are looking for my cheese.
Yeah,
if you look up Nefsika's Garden, it comes up right away.
Yeah, so like if anybody searches for your full name or the Nefsika Garden, they have their like indexing done in a proper way. So like if you integrate both into one, that will be also beneficial. So it's totally your choice to make. But this is going to be beneficial, man. Like if you have both into one, because people don't have to search different searches onto your website.
Well, that's it. That's
your
it.
Choice.
So,
do you want your name one or you want your business one? We can integrate both into one. It's your choice to make.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you go to Nefsika's Garden, you see that there's a lot more links.
Perfect.
A lot more, you know, like it shows 16,400, let's say. And if you go to Nefsika Antipas, it's only, I think, like 9,000 or something.
Yeah, the search is based on your business.
Yeah.
So
I was thinking NefsikaAntipas.com could be the main one, or NefsikaInc.com. Like, that's what I had, actually. I had NefsikaInc.com. But then it's also a weird name.
Nefsika Inc.
Yeah, because some people were like NefsikaKane.com. They were confused. They were a little confused when I would spell it out for them, and they wouldn't see the ink. You know, they'd be like, Nefsika Inc.
Do you have the, you can say, ownership of this one? Because I don't see that this is being purchased. It's available.
No, I have NefsikaInc.com. I own it.
So kindly check if the domain is expired or not. You have to renew your subscription.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my developer messed up. Okay.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and do this right away, ma'am. If somebody
I'll do that. Oh, my God, yeah. Okay, but which one do you think should be the main one, NefsikaInc.com or NefsikaAntipas.com?
Your choice, ma'am. My suggestion is that you can check your name one, and you have NefsikaGarden.com. So you have to choose between these two. INC, I don't know, ma'am, because I'm not looking at it right now. I cannot see anything on this.
But maybe if you tell the strategist that one gets more, like I think Nefsika's Garden gets more visibility than the other one, but I can't have Nefsika's Garden as my main one because that doesn't,
so we
you
can
know,
integrate the main one into your garden website. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to do. Anyway, you know what? I'm probably going to just link it. Like, that's how I had it before. I just don't know which one should be the main website. Should be NefsikaInc.com or NefsikaAntipas.com?
Who has more hits, ma'am?
Okay.
For the future, because obviously maintaining two websites, you have to renew the subscription domains, you have to purchase again and again. So if you have one that have everything, that is going to be beneficial.
It's not even that. That's not even my problem. My problem is the blogs. Like, I keep a blog on NefsikaGarden.com, and then I copy some over to the other website. And it's like, now it's like spread out. Like, I'd rather keep everything together.
You think about it, because the best one, my suggestion is to choose between the two, the Nefsika Garden and your personal one. So you have to choose between these two, which one you want to have, and we can integrate the second one onto this one, whichever you choose.
But again, there's also a NefsikaInc.com that I could also have as the main one, but Nefsika Antipas gets more... more traffic, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
So I should probably go with
first,
that one.
First, you get this sorted out for the Nefsika Inc., right?
Yeah, I do that right now. Oh, I don't know what happened there. It didn't expire. I probably just got No, it's because it was my main website. I had them merged to one website, and then I separated them. But I guess my developer forgot what to do with that one. It's supposed to be redirecting to one of the websites. That's why.
Yeah. So you don't know what we can help you with this, because we can work on both of the options we have. So, like, do you have a personal developer, or like you outsource this?
I outsource. Yeah, I have somebody who's handling all my websites right now, and I was gonna tell him to merge it back again.
If you want us to do that, you can let me know.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
What's charging you, ma'am?
He actually hasn't charged me anything yet. He's been doing a lot of stuff for free right now because he wants to work on my SEO.
Okay.
So he's just been making changes on for free, actually. But
so who, this guy actually created your website from scratch, or he took over?
No, I had it done. I had it done before from another company a long time ago, and then I just have had people like help here and there, and like I had a developer before, but I'm not using him anymore. I spent a lot of money on the other guy. But we'll see. I'm going to think about it a little bit. I'm going to pick a domain.
So
and
you,
I'm going to,
yeah,
I think I'm going to merge.
And you let us know so we can definitely give you some, you know, good options and packages. So you can let
yep.
us know which one is best for you. And you just have to let us know where you want all this website to be. INC, your personal one, or the business one. You have like three
yep.
options here.
Yep. Yep. Or nafsika.ca, but CA is like only Canada, so I wouldn't
yes,
even
in
probably.
So you're now international, of course. So what's your
yeah? Unless I do nafsikainternational.com.
Like, which markets you want to hit? Like you have the Northern Hemisphere, so are you looking forward to
for well,
European markets?
I'm pretty much international right now, so I can even do nafsikainternational like .com, but.
No, if you,
cause my
if you keep the domain the same, if you do the SEO based upon the regions you want to go for, you will get hits from there as well. Depends upon the SEO, what you want to have. Like, because there are specific targets, markets that we hit for SEOs, right? And if
mm-hmm.
you hit that in those countries, this website will be appearing. Obviously, there are a lot of marketing involved. So that's your choice. Like if you say international, like which countries are you doing right now, the main one?
Well, here's the thing. Nafsikan Tipas Limited is a company I have in Cyprus, and that takes care of all my cheese business that I have in Europe.
Yeah.
So I actually need nafsikantipas.com. I use it for Europe.
So
and then for
right
North
now.
America.
Yeah, nafsikantipas.com, I'm looking at it. That's your personal one.
It's my personal one, but it's also at the same time I was going to use it for my cheese business as well for the Europe, because my
so
European business is...
this one, put your Nafsika
yeah.
Garden coming on to
for,
this
one. That's it. That's what I'm saying. I think I'm going to just use NafsikaAntipas.com for everything.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's the best option. Because
yeah.
if you're going international, you need to keep one website, because having multiple will mess up the business for longer run.
Yeah.
You have one
yeah,
website
I'm gonna
that
do
is
that.
Authentic and no other website.
The other thing that I, the reason why I was keeping them separate, I decided to keep them separate because I have different Instagram, different, you know, social media accounts for Nafsika's Garden and then for my personal.
We can integrate those
you know,
accounts onto your main one. That's not a problem. Like we can have
yeah, okay.
different, obviously,
sections.
Account, social media accounts. And
mm-hmm.
like integration, when we'll do that, come into your business one, we will have different Instagram accounts there.
Okay.
That is
okay,
possible.
Sounds good. I'm going
to website,
just...
we can do many things. So you have to just
yeah.
let us know which option you want to go for. Because my suggestion to keep your main one, nafsikaantipas.com, and integrate
mm-hmm.
the second one on, like we will create a section on the personal one for the Nafsika
yeah.
button and have all the things coming on to it.
That's actually how I had it. I don't know where it left my menu. I don't know why. Actually,
you
I was just going to tell.
You said you did it yourself, like you were thinking about having to.
No, it wasn't me. Not me. When I say I mean I had a developer do it. I don't know. I was just going to email them this morning, actually, and say, where did it go, the products? Because I used to have products on here, and it would take you to, oh, there it is. It's food. Oh, okay. If you click on food, it's supposed to direct you to the, it's not working right now, I think. Wait. Oh, there's a problem. Okay, so I had food. Food takes you to Nafsika's Garden website. But now what I'll do is I'll just keep everything all on this website.
In one, yes, you should do that. And let us know, like, if you want to do that, we can ask my team to work upon it. And just give me a confirmation, like, you want to go with this option so I can send you the packages and options that you can have. And he's going to do the SEO, or do you want us to do the SEO?
Well, he's working on it. No, I'm going to give it to him because he's already done a lot of things for me without charging me. So I'm going to just, I want to see what he
okay,
what he
that's
has to
your
offer.
Choice, ma'am. That's like, we're just giving
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, if we beat the price.
Okay. yeah. Okay, I'll let you know, but I'm going to probably work on doing merging it to one, like I said. So I'll let you know what the outcome is.
Okay. So should I give you a call tomorrow to discuss this, like what you have want to go with, and we can start working on it?
No, I'm going to see what he can do first.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's going to – he's pretty fast. I don't know what I just had to give it a little bit of thought.
You
I was just about to tell him.
Yeah, talk with him. And
yeah, let me talk to him. Yeah, perfect. I'll let you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank
okay.
you very much for your time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.